President Obama's nominee for defense secretary, former Senator Chuck Hagel, is in some trouble. Politically, a vote on his nomination has been held up. He wasn't very expert in his confirmation hearings. But here's something that is not a problem for Chuck Hagel, that he gave a speech to a group called Friends of Hamas. That allegation, rumor, fabrication has been bouncing around the internet ever since a conservative blogger, Ben Shapiro, reported a story that the White House refused to comment on the allegation, a story that was tweeted across the universe by Shapiro's 40,000 followers. Shapiro's story and the idea that there is a group called Friends of Hamas and that Hagel might have given a speech to it may have had another source, though, and that possible source is not happy about any of this. Dan Friedman wrote for the New York Daily News this week his account of how his mention of a hypothetical, fictitious Friends of Hamas group might have set this whole Hagel anti-Israel headache in motion. Dan Friedman reports for the New York Daily News Washington Bureau. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Dan Friedman, you apparently asked some Senate staffer regarding the nomination of Chuck Hagel if critics on the Hill had received lists of groups that might be perceived as hostile to Israel.
Well, not a list per se, but there were rumors that he had spoken to groups that could prove controversial. 25 Republican senators, or 26, had sent a letter to Hagel asking him if he had received in any way funds from foreign governments or foreign groups. So what I asked this, a few people questions that were attempting to get at if these senators actually knew of speeches that might be controversial that he had given for money to any group. And in attempting to illustrate what I meant to one person, I used the name Friends of Hamas as a hypothetical, I thought, fictional, ridiculous-sounding example of the kind of group that critics of Hagel would find instantly objectionable and controversial.
Let me try to get a sense of the context. So you said to this Senate staffer, what are you looking for, a speech that he might have given to a group, say, Friends of Hamas, that sort of thing?
Friends of Hamas, the Junior League of Hezbollah, something wildly controversial sounding that I thought didn't sound like an actual group. He didn't get back to me, and that was the last that I heard from him on that topic.
But you did send an email that said, quote, did he get, referring to Hagel, $25K speaking fee from Friends of Hamas? And that, it doesn't say in the sentence, was the obviously made-up group Friends of Hamas. It just says Friends of Hamas.
And it really should have. So that was my mistake. I had just talked to him, and I thought that it was understood that that was a hypothetical. I also assumed that the entire conversation, that he wouldn't pass along what I was asking to other reporters. That's a standard agreement that certainly I enjoyed with this particular person. Obviously, in retrospect, I wish I had said, you know, with giant flags and asterisks and everything else attached, of course, this is not a real thing.
Well, shortly thereafter, 40,000 Twitter followers of a reporter named Ben Shapiro were able to read a story that suggested that some in the Senate had actually some evidence that Chuck Hagel had spoken to a group called Friends of Hamas and that the White House was refusing to respond to those questions, right?
Right. So it seems clear that with a bit of a cavalier question to a person that I had dealt with before, that I sort of threw into this feedback loop of reporters and spokesmen and aides and conservative pundits a rumor that somehow got bounced around and came back sort of laundered, if you will, like it was a real thing or real enough for some people to publish. I certainly have some culpability in this, although more inadvertent.
What do you think your culpability is?
Well, I obviously, in retrospect, should have been, I would say, more careful in making sure that, one, the person understood that that wasn't an actual group. I thought that was obvious. And, two, that the person wasn't going to repeat that. I also thought that was obvious, but neither was obvious because neither happened.
Dan Friedman, a reporter from the Daily News in the Washington Bureau, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.